This is 730 Tea with Ree.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally stranded in a flooding canal.
He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I invited my friends.
When he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van.
Ree is spilling all the tea. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 730 Tea with Ree. How are you guys all doing this week? I know I'm doing well. I was a little bit up and down, not gonna lie, but it's just because I am on my little monthly present. So all my hormones are raging. But other than that, I have been trying to get my mental health on track. Not that it's been bad necessarily, but I've just been going through so many ups and downs, which, you know, I mean, that happens, it's normal, like, that's life, but I have been trying to kind of, like, I guess reinvent myself for the summer. Every single time a season changes, I'm always, like, trying to completely reinvent myself and manifest something new for the whole season change. So now that summer is really happening and shifting and everything, I think I'm just trying to make sure that I feel happy this whole season and feel like I am at a brand new fresh start and that I feel cleaned out and cleared. You know, when you're just kind of like in a mood to re-cleanse yourself, whether it's like you re-cleanse your space or you re-cleanse your mind or, you know, rethink who you're surrounding yourself with, stuff like that, and what type of job you're at, what type of place you're in, you know. So I'm just in that type of energy right now where I'm trying to make sure that I reconnect with myself. So I started going for daily walks and I've been really loving it. I feel like it's been helping with my mental health and making me feel more confident. And it also has really impacted kind of like my energy levels. I feel like I had like a huge energy boost since I've started walking. And I just like will walk around the neighborhood 3 miles daily. There were like 2 days that I kind of missed, but it was because one of the days I had a whole bunch of doctor's appointments, which, that went crazy because I went to the allergist. Now, if you know me, you know that I have a bunch of allergies, like literally a bunch. And so the other day I went to go to the allergist and they did all of these allergy plates on both of my arms. So one of my arms, they did like a bunch of different pollen extracts on my arm combined with tree extracts, grass, things like that, like basically a lot of outdoor stuff. And then they also did peanuts and sesame seeds on that arm. So that was the first arm. The second arm was like they did a bunch of molds and they did dust, and they also did like animal extracts, things like that, like cats, right? So on the first arm with all of the outdoorsy stuff, I got mostly threes and fours. And so those levels are very high, actually. Threes and fours are like the highest ones. If you have those levels, you're like, it's concerning, you know, like it's EpiPen level, like you need an EpiPen. So yeah, my whole arm got hives, which the allergist himself said was a very remarkable case. So he highly recommended that I do immunity shots. He said that it, like, I'm a perfect candidate for that. So I'm going to be doing that. And on my other arm with the dust and all of that stuff and the molds and the animal stuff. So I'm highly allergic to cats, and the mold I tested negative for, which is great. Like, I wasn't allergic to any of the molds. I didn't even react to them really, but I did react highly to dust as well, which I knew my whole life. Like, the pollen allergy has always been bad and the dust allergy has always been bad. So because both are so bad, I've been congested for years, right? I have not breathed properly since I was like a kid, if I'm being honest. And that sounds crazy, but it's just kind of true. Like, I don't really remember what it's like to wake up and your airways are cleared. Like, I wake up congested daily, and that's just my day to day. That's my routine. I'm just used to it at this point. I'm congested right now, even speaking. Like, that is my natural, that's my body. That's the way it works. And it's just because of everything I'm allergic to. So, I'll give you quick little examples. You know, like, I could wake up in the morning and I literally, sometimes I'll just have a whole bunch of mucus on my chest. Like, that's how it feels. And throughout the day, it gets back to normal because pollen settles by the time it's afternoon. Now, that's when it's spring, summer, and fall. So, during those seasons is when a lot of that outdoor activity is happening. So, that's usually when my allergies, like, the symptoms are going to be the worst in those seasons. But the thing is, I'm kind of always screwed because of my dust allergies. So even when I'm indoors in the winter season, in the winter, you put on a heater. And with the heater, dust comes out of the heater and builds up. So I'm kind of fucked anyways. And that sounds like sad, but it just is true. And that's what the allergist was telling me. I had him check up my nose as well, because I had explained to him about how I'm usually congested daily, and he confirmed. He was like, yeah, it makes sense, because your nose, the way it is, like, everything's naturally swollen because you're congested daily. And I'm like, yeah, that would make sense. So yeah, everything that I had felt and been experiencing and explaining to everyone was confirmed, because the last time I had went to an allergist was in high school, so I wanted to reconfirm that to make sure that I wasn't going crazy. But I knew that all of the things that I was experiencing all had to do with allergies. I just didn't realize it got this much worse. It was always bad, but it's just way worse now, because having my whole arm as threes and fours is very, very rare. So, yeah, I'm kind of a rare case, but I'm excited to be put on the immunity shots soon. So, yeah, I'm trying to just get my health right, as I was telling you guys. I'm trying to get my mental health right and also my physical health. So, now I've got EpiPens, I've got a new inhaler, I've got stronger allergy meds, and I've got two different types of nasal sprays that are much stronger than the one I usually use. So yeah, I'm excited. I am. Because maybe someday I'll be able to wake up and breathe clearly. So I'm hoping that's the case. But aside from all of that, I've been having fun. I got to go out this weekend with my sister. That was a fun time. And I actually got a few little stories because I brought my little anonymous book with me to try and get stories out of some people, or little anonymous secrets. So I got a few of those when I was out. And I also got to hang out with my best friend Tyler. We went to grab food somewhere. And John was away on, he went on a little, like, family getaway, so I didn't get to hang out with him this weekend, but he's back now, so I'm literally gonna be sleeping over tomorrow, so I'm excited to see my man. I miss him so much. I love that man. But, yeah, that's my life lately. Anyways, I'm excited for today's episode, because it's another Tea Droplets episode. So we're going to be getting into that. And if you are new here and you don't know what Tea Droplets is, Tea Droplets is basically this little segment that I do where people send in like short stories, like very, very short. Like, it could be literally a few sentences long, where you just tell me like an anonymous secret, like a quick little blurb. So that's what tea droplets are. They're like little pocket-sized stories. So yeah, we're going to be getting into those. And before I do, I'm also going to remind you what this podcast is about. And in case you're new here, you know, it definitely helps to know what it's about. So this podcast is all about spilling tea and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. So if you have any tea to spill, DM me on Instagram at 730teawithree. And you spell that 730teawithrie. Or you can DM me on my main Instagram account at Rihanna Flores, and you spell that RIEANNAFLORES. And if you wish to be anonymous, please let me know. Your story should be up to 500 words or less. And if you want to send an audio voice message in instead of typing out your story, just please keep it up to 5 minutes max. Thank you. Now we're going to get into our first little tea droplet that was shared by our first sipper. So they actually talked about their shitty ex-boyfriend, and they said, "My ex-boyfriend broke up with me after being diagnosed with Chiari malformation and being let go from a job. I had to move back home. He always accused me of cheating, but he was the one that was doing it. He also ended up hitting me on top of my head really hard, and I called the cops on him and he went to jail." Oh my god, this is fucking crazy. Hold on, I gotta search up what Chiari malfunction is. This is my first time reading this little blurb, so that's why I have to go and search it up. So I'll be right back. Alright, I'm back, and now that I know what it is, and now that I know that I completely said the word wrong, because I just, like, played back what I was just recording, and I said malfunction, and it's Chiari malformation. Oh my god, I can't say. Chiari malformation. Oh my god. Okay, so it's basically this condition where the lower part of the brain pushes down into the spinal canal. So there's certain activities that people can't participate in, like wrestling and things like that, where you can easily, like, kind of hurt your brain further, like get your head hurt and stuff like that. Like, it could really affect and damage your brain, apparently, or like the way your head is. Because it's really just where your, I don't know how to explain, it's the way that your skull is set up. So it can be dangerous if you, damage any part of that in a sport or something. I don't really think I explained that, like, amazingly, but, you know, I'm just reading what I'm seeing off Google. But, yeah, that's basically what it is. So the fact that he fucking, like, hit you on top of your head really hard knowing that you had that is so crazy. Like, what the fuck? And, I mean, I'm so glad that you called the cops on him and that he went to jail. But, wow, that's really crazy. And it's so fucked up that he broke up with you because of it and because he got let go from a job and all this shit. Like, I can't. Or wait, I'm a little confused. Did you mean that you got let go from the job and then he broke up with you? Or are you saying that, like, he also got let go from a job and broke up with you because he was upset with himself? Either way, like, him, like, breaking up with you over things that you kind of, like, both of those things you really can't control, like, both of those things you cannot control at all. So it's like, why is he taking it out on you? And just whatever. Honestly, it's not even a big loss. Like, I'm glad that he's out of your life. Like, it sounds like you needed to lose him because it sounds like he was already crazy as it is, especially the fact that he would always accuse you of cheating. Meanwhile, he was the one doing it, and then he hit you really hard in the head. Like, knowing that you have Chiari malformation. I really hope I'm saying that right. But, ew, what a little fuck. Fuck him. You're way better off. I am so glad that you guys are over. And, yeah, on to the next little blurb. Because, ew, this is irritating me for her. that he really did all of that. That's like, the audacity is so crazy. It really is. Anyways, sipper number two also talks about a boyfriend, and this boyfriend that she talks about is also an asshole. So it says, my boyfriend in college broke up with me because I had just gotten out of the ICU with sepsis, and he felt I wasn't dedicating enough time to our relationship. Okay, let me search up what sepsis is. Okay, I am now on Google, and it says that sepsis is a serious condition in which the body responds improperly to an infection. Okay, so it's basically like this life-threatening type of condition where your body is like an extreme reaction to an infection. Like, your body's immune system is going crazy. It's going crazy because it's like not responding properly to this infection. Like, it doesn't know how to fight it the proper way. So that's basically what it is. So now that I understand that, I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with these men out here? Like, because even the story before this, like, why are boyfriends breaking up with their girlfriends after finding out about, like, a condition? I just don't understand why there's like there's significant others or men out there that really think that this is okay to do. The crazier part, like the real audacity here, is the fact that he was all like, oh yeah, I feel like you weren't dedicating enough time to our relationship. You literally have sepsis. Like, what the fuck does he expect you to do? You know what I mean? The fact that, I mean, you were literally in the ICU and he has the audacity to be like, oh, you weren't dedicating enough time to our relationship. Like, I know you were in the ICU and you have sepsis, but you just weren't dedicating enough. That is so fucking ridiculous to me. Do people even hear themselves? Like, I just don't understand why he thinks this shit is okay to why would anyone, like, only men, bro. Fucking hate men. When I hear shit like this, like, I get tired listening to it. Not tired of you telling me, because I love when you guys tell me stories, but, like, I'm tired of this bullshit that men do. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, on to the next story. So our next sipper talks about feeling like they wasted their college years. They basically said, I went to school for 5 years and 50K later to become a nurse, and I hate it. Now that's some tea. Sip. That's what they put. So I know this is like a really short little blurb, but I wanted to include it because I felt like this was a very relatable, and it's a small statement and it's simple. But it's so true. There's so many people that will go to college or school or wherever they go, right? And it's like they go there all that time, they spend all that money, and they feel like they wasted it, or they feel like, wow, what was the point of this if I hate my job now? But the thing is, if you have done this and you're at a job and you hate it after doing all of those years of schooling, I just want you to know, like, it's not always a waste of time, because it's better to know that at least you went and you tried something and now you know for sure that it's not something you want to do. And also you still have the experience, and I feel like everything happens for a reason. And it's like, even if you don't end up with that career, you still have the skill set and the knowledge that you learned through all of those years that you might need for something else in your life, and you just never know. So it's good that you still went, even if it doesn't feel like it at the moment, because, you know, there's a higher purpose. And who knows, if you end up in like another career path compared to like what you went for, sometimes maybe things that you learned in the original career path that you were going for, sometimes that same kind of skill set or knowledge might come up in a different one too, that maybe someone else doesn't have that you have because you learned it from a different career. You never know. So I just thought this would be like kind of important to talk about. I just figured, why not, in case there's anyone out there that's kind of feeling that way, as if they wasted a bunch of school years, just know that it's really and truly not always a waste. Sometimes you really just still get something out of it, and you should appreciate that. Take it for what it is. So yeah, that's my tea. Anyways, we're gonna get into the next thing that someone shared. So someone said, sipper number four said, when I was in college, I had a situationship with one of the basketball coaches. So this one, I was like, oh my god, girl, you are so messy. I don't know who wrote this, but so messy. I, love it, but I'm also like, ooh, girl. It makes me curious, because I'm like, I want to know how much older they were, this coach. Like, I'm wondering if they were, a lot older, or if they were, closer in age to you, because this kind of reminds me of, I had this sweet mate my senior year of college, and she actually was in a similar thing. So she played softball or whatever, and she was having a situationship with her coach too, but he was literally only a few years older than her, so it didn't really matter, but they had to keep it on the down low. So it just reminds me like they had to keep that whole thing low key, and everyone could low key feel the tension between them. Like, it was kind of obvious that something was happening. So yeah, honestly, I feel like there's nothing that wrong with this if they're close in age to you. I would only see something wrong with it if it was they were significantly older. But I also think, this kind of stuff, when people freak out about it, I don't think there should be that much of a freak out if they're close in age and if they're keeping it professional, you know? I think that's what really matters, is just how you go about it, as long as it's in a professional manner, you know? That's my take on it. Anyways, we're gonna get into the last and final little story that was shared. It was very mini. This person said, sipper number five said, my family has a separate group chat where they talk shit about me. My friend group ghosted me, and I've dated only military men, so there's that. I've got more. I wish you shared more, honestly, because those are just small little sentences, but I feel like you got tea. I wish you shared stories, because it seems like you got a lot to say in just that small little blurb. Going off on your family having a separate group chat where they talk shit about you, I want to know how you found that out. Was it opened on someone's phone, or are you suspecting this? I want to know so badly, because that's so fucked up. If my family had a separate group chat where they just talk shit about only me, I'm just that's crazy. Also, honestly, the only positive way I'd see this is it's they really made a whole group chat just to talk about you. Bitch, they're a fan. Fuck them. They're a fan. They're a fan. And the second thing that you talked about, you mentioned that your friend group ghosted you. That's crazy. Who has the time to do that in that way? Why didn't they just talk to you about it? I just hate that. Ghosting in general, I really do actually hate, because it's you really don't want to put in the effort to talk. You don't want to just communicate. I honestly think it takes more effort to ghost someone. And maybe that's arguable, because yeah, you're just not talking to them anymore. But I actually think that takes more effort, because you're sitting there with your guilt because you ghosted someone, and you're sitting there overthinking well, what if I sound mean, or what if I sound this, or what if I sound that? Stressing about whether or not to confront someone, so you just ghost them. It's so much easier to just talk it out, and you get your feelings out, and then you could just stop talking after, because you got your feelings out. I don't think it makes any sense to just completely ghost someone with no explanation. It's just so stupid to me. It's so high school. Stop living in the past. Hate that. And the last thing that you said, I've only dated military men, so there's that. Girl, I've heard so many stories about military men. They are fucking crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I don't want to stereotype all of them because, you know, like, not all of them are bad, but, like, most of them are. But the ones that I've heard about from friends and friends of friends, a lot of them cheat. Like, and that's just true. Like, a lot of them cheat. A lot of them got issues. A lot of them are kind of weird. So, girl, I would have loved to hear some more stories about that in detail. So if you got any, share them. And if any of you have stories on that as well, you guys could also share like more stories. I am always down for more stories, so send as many as any of you would like, truthfully. But yeah, that was our last and final little blurb, our little sipper tea droplet. So we're going to be closing out this episode with our sound healing session. So sit back, lie down, relax, shut your eyes, take a deep breath in from your nose and out from your mouth. And I'm going to play. You guys, thank you so much for joining today's episode. It always means the absolute most to me. And if you were new here and you made it this far, thank you so much for staying the whole time and listening the whole entire time. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you come back. And if you have not subscribed or followed me, what are you doing? Go do that right now, absolutely right now. And yeah, I hope you guys had a really good time listening. I always appreciate when you guys join and listen to these episodes. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope you guys all have the bestest week ever. I love you all so much. And goodbye!